My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
CBSSports.com put out an article where they do the ceiling and the floor predictions for every team in the NFL.
For wins or just for this week?
For the entire season.
Okay, so for wins. All right.
So their prediction for the Commanders, their ceiling for the Commanders is an 8-9 finish, missing the playoffs. And here's the write-up for it. Plenty of reasons to be excited in Washington with Jaden Daniels having the keys of the offense in his rookie year. He'll be a player to watch every week, especially since he provides a threat to get first downs on the ground. Daniels gets a reliable wideout in Terry McLaurin and a promising rookie tight end in Ben Sinnott to pair with Zach Ertz. Running back Austin Eckler is looking for a bounce back year as well. Dan Quinn is charged with fixing a defense that was arguably the worst in the NFL last season. The Commanders will have multiple new starters on the revamped unit with linebackers Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu, Jason's neighbor, I threw that in there, significant upgrades from last year. Things are looking up in Washington. So that's the ceiling case, according to CBSSports.com, for the Commanders.
And what is the floor case?
Can you guess their floor?
Ooh,
4-13.
Yeah, 4-13.
5.
EB, 5-12. Care to guess a floor for the Commanders according to CBSSports.com?
I mean, if Jaden goes down, it could be like, 3 or 4. If Jaden goes down, but if he stays healthy, I'm pretty optimistic.
CBSSports.com has the floor for the Commanders as 6-11, obviously missing the playoffs. The Commanders have improved, but this is still a rebuild. The secondary was the worst in football last year and is still a work in progress, especially at corner. The pass rush improved with Dorrance Armstrong, yet needs Daron Payne and Jonathan Allen to play at their 2022 levels. The O-line was poor last year, and Daniels may be running for his life, needing center Tyler Biadasz to solidify it. This roster is still evolving, but the Commanders will be better in Quinn's first year.
This is maybe why you want to lean more towards the ceiling. I just saw this, and I posted this on our Instagram page. Give us a follow at Sports Junkies Radio. The Athletic surveyed 31 agents. They do an annual agent survey. And the team voted as having the best offseason, the Washington Commanders.
Wow. That's okay. Agents, I would rather be personnel people than agents, but still, that's a positive
sign. But they're dealing with personnel. Okay. I would say the ceiling is higher than what they have. My ceiling would be 10 wins. Jaden Daniels has the C.J. Stroud-like season, and they are this year's Houston Texans. Mm-hmm. So I would say the ceiling is higher. My floor would be lower because there's a possibility. From all the reports, it doesn't seem likely, but there's a possibility that Jaden Daniels has a Bryce Young-like rookie season or he gets hurt. There's a good possibility the secondary stinks and the offensive line struggles.
I think the
and a lot of things can go wrong.
Is more possible with Jaden, him getting hurt, than him having a Bryce Young-like type season. I just don't see him having that poor of a stat line.
They don't have great weapons for him.
Yeah, but I think the difference is you're discounting his legs. Mm-hmm. And the fact that, I mean, he could run for 800 or 900 yards as a rookie if he stays healthy.
I'm not discounting on it because I'm not betting on that, but I'm just saying that I think the floor is lower than the 6 wins, and they have. They could have a repeat season. Their defense was dead last year.
You don't think they're markedly better defensively?
I think their linebackers are better. I think that their pass rush is a huge question mark, and their secondary is weak.
Yeah.
And then I think the offensive line struggles. We don't know if Noah Brown's going to be a good number two receiver or whatever the heck they do. I know you've got confidence they might not have enough for him.
I do think, look,
I said the ceiling should be higher. I don't know. What is your range?
I think the ceiling could be 10-7.
That's exactly what I said. Ceiling of 10.
And I think like the floor, I think their floor is close. I don't think they're worse than like a 5-win team. If they're right where they were last year with Ron, or God forbid worse,
yeah,
then the first year of Dan Quinn is just unmitigated disaster.
If you want to chime in,
better than Ron.
You can call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. What do you think the floor and the ceiling are for the Washington Commanders this season? So my floor, 4 wins, repeat of last year, just dreadful. Everything goes wrong. Ceiling, 10 wins. They're this year's Houston Texans.
Yeah. I'm going to put some stock into the coaching staff and how they're just going to be more prepared each week. I think the defense will be better. I don't know how much better. Not going to be dead last. I mean, they could be 5, 6, 7 spots better in the league, but that is still a significant difference to me. Offensively, I think that...
Markedly better.
Yeah, I would agree. And I also think that they'll be more balanced offensively because Kingsbury is going to do a much better job than Bieniemy did.
Right.
I still have concerns about the wide out threats because if I'm a defensive coordinator, I'm just taking McLaurin out of the game and I'm making those other guys beat me. All right, if they start beating me, I'll adjust. But that's what I would do as a DC.
What about we're forgetting and about our tight ends and Eckler and Robinson, those guys coming out of the backfield, catching balls?
Yeah, I think that's going to be a factor. I just don't know yet. I don't know because we just didn't see enough from Daniels.
By the way, I botched the thing about Robinson. As a rookie, he was put on the pup list and missed the first 4 games.
Right.
I'd forgotten. Yeah. I'd blocked that out.
I know. Yeah. And we just let you.
And did he come back in week 5? Did he play in that 5th game?
I think so. Yeah. Who knows?
Now, but you had them as a 7-win team, I believe, when we went through the schedule. And we're going to do it again during our crab kickoff on Thursday.
I think that'll be my first official. There's still not a schedule prediction in there for
this. But Jason, give me your floor, your ceiling.
I think ceiling's probably 9 wins. I think that'd be a great year. Because if you win 9 games, that means your quarterback played pretty darn well.
I might be getting swept up in Jaden mania, personally.
I still have to see.
And what's your floor?
There's no way they're going to be 4-13.
I could be wrong.
I would say their floor is probably... 6 wins.
I think my schedule prediction, my crab cake schedule prediction, is going to be it might start with a 1.
Really?
And there might be another number. It's not going to just be 1-16. There's going to be a second number after the 1.
Right.
And it probably looks like this.
Oh, are we drinking a strong?
He's done that like 2 out of the last 3 Bickle. Seasons.
Are we drinking a strong IPA on Thursday?
I guess.
Didn't you think they were going to win double digits with Fitzpatrick?
You can have a little.
I was swept up in Ryan Fitzpatrick mania. Yeah. I fell for Fitzmagic. I didn't know he went on a water slide and injured his hip before the season.
You're just short of EB on the Kool-Aid drinking of the Commanders.
I might be ladling the Kool-Aid with Jaden Daniels.
All right, EB, what's your floor? What's your ceiling?
It's an impossible question to ask. It has to be caveats.
It's actually not impossible.
It is because I can't see the future.
It's actually a pretty easy question. No, it's not. A floor to ceiling.
No, it's not.
There's an answer.
No, it's not. There has to be a caveat. Does Jaden stay healthy?
No, but that's the point. There's no caveat. You build that into your floor.
We can't read the future.
You build that into your floor.
The whole season hinges on him.
So if he gets hurt, how many games they win?
They could win 0.
Okay, so that's your floor. 0 wins.
If he gets hurt?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean... The whole season.
If he's like Aaron Rodgers, plays 4 snaps, and he tears his Achilles.
And then we have to go to Mariota?
Mario, it's over.
So your floor then would be zero.
My floor would be how many did Mariota win when he can't even say the guy's
Mariota.
He's so you can't not say good that no one knows his name.
It's Marcus Mariota.
Mariota, when he Jabs Idol, when he played before he quit in Atlanta.
On the Falcons?
How many wins did he have before he quit?
They were almost 500.
I'm gonna guess 6 or 7.
Well, I just don't think he can do it.
All right, what's your ceiling? Can you answer that?
Yeah, 10, 11.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, 10 or 11 is my ceiling, 100%. If we're balling?
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't think it's unreasonable.
If Eckler's as good as Jason and I think, if Ertz can stay healthy, or they play Sinnott.
I think Ertz is going to have a bunch of catches.
I think he's going to have a bunch, because I think Sinnott can do it.
Because there's no established number two.
By the way, he hadn't stayed healthy for years.
I understand,
years.
But the last time he played, I think 15 games a few years ago, he had a lot of catches in a Cliff Kingsbury offense.
Yeah, that's fine. But again, staying healthy is
I understand
not
that that's
very easy
the
to
big
do.
Question for him.
It can happen. If we pressure, I mean, you know what? I know we lost Chase and Montez, those guys.
Yeah.
They didn't really do that much. Montez had moments. It's not like we lost anything. So these bums we brought in, why can't they be as good or better than the bums we got rid of?
Did I bet on them for the stupid sack record? I think I might have. Yeah. What an awful bet.
Yeah. Those guys, we act like we lost something. They didn't really do anything.
You love addition by subtraction.
It's addition by subtraction.
You love Dorrance Armstrong.
I'm not going to say bus proof on Jaden. I'm going to say can't miss her. He's a can't miss her.
Seems like a can't miss her.
He's a can't miss her.
Very similar to bus proof.
I'm going
to
say
right next to each other.
It gives me a little more leeway. I'm can't miss her. He's Jaden Daniels will be a star in this league.
I would say
save that.
Can't miss her is
he'll be
very
a star
close
in
to
this
bus
league.
Proof.
It's the same.
They're basically the same.
I know. Look, star. Not just pretty good.
Yeah.
No. A full-blown superstar. Not necessarily by week 3. But when this is all said and done, we're going to look back and say this was the transformative guy
that changed the
direction of the franchise.
God willing.
He's not Haskins. He's not Howell. He's not Wentz. He's not Fitzmagic. He's way better than Robert.
Heineke, your guy.
I mean, the only guy that could say that for sure will be tough to surpass would actually be Kirk, because Kirk has been really good.
It's been very good.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. What do you think the floor is for the Commanders, and what do you think the ceiling is?
Let's go to Jim. Jim is just a negative Nelly. Go ahead, Jim. Go ahead. Just bring everybody down.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. Love your show.
Thanks, sir.
Here's my take. I might be 5.5. I think the coaching staff, new organization, might jump it up 1.5 games, but we got to be really serious about the offensive line. We can talk about the two new players, but we can also just talk that I don't see a tremendous improvement. I think we're equal or maybe just a hair back on the receivers. Maybe we're equal. I don't know. We're basically saying Peter's strategy of let's put together a committee that's going to work better than Jahan Dotson. I really don't know. In terms of, and I asked you this question before I make my final point, what did C.J. Stroud, was that 10 wins for him?
The Texans,
last year, yeah.
Okay, well, he's the absolute, he's the ceiling on roids. I mean, he is the top. Anybody who says over 10 is in a different planet. But I think 7 would be solid. It also just takes into consideration a really strong start by Daniels, but not perhaps a Stroud performance.
Do you believe when it's all said and done that Jaden Daniels will be a star NFL quarterback?
I think 80% star at least. I really do. I just think that he's got everything you need. He's got real strong confidence that I think people don't weigh into as much. I just think he's going to go in
it's
there.
It's a quiet
more confidence.
It's swagger. It's not an arrogance that is off-putting, like other guys we've had around here.
Like Robert.
Absolutely agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Love you guys, take.
Yeah, thank you.
So the Texans in 2022 were 3-13-1. So slightly worse than what Washington was last year. They jumped to 10-7 last season. But also, I always bring up Indianapolis, I mean, played the Texans in the last game. The winner was going to go to the playoffs. Like, they were that close to the same type of turnaround.
We can't overstate how much better our coaching staff is than those losers.
So much better.
Losers, top to bottom, that we had.
I generally agree with you, but Quinn's resume is just like Ron's when he took over.
I take the whole thing. Take the whole staff.
Yeah, we liked Jack Del Rio as the defensive coordinator when he took over.
I understand, but we were wrong. We were all wrong. Not wrong about
Cakes,
staff.
The Jaden Daniels rushing prop, what do you think it is?
I'm going to say 475 yards.
No, for the game. I'm sorry, for
this
Tampa.
Game.
68.
No, it's got to be lower than that. 47.5.
All right, would you go over or under that?
I'd go over.
It's lower.
It's lower than that?
Definitely
what
go over.
39.5.
Oh, can I borrow money from you to make that bet?
Yeah.
Sure. And from you?
Brian Robinson's rushing prop. What do you think it is?
61.5 yards.
Would you go over or under?
I would go
over.
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 He Man, you guys good. Think they're going to run under. For like 200 yards.
No.
It's way under that.
What is it?
37.5.
42.5.
Oh, my God. Put your entire 401k on it.
All right,
he has never looked this good.
All right, hold on. So
Put your entire 401k on B-Rob over 42 yards.
Better be tweaks his ankle.
Cakes. That, in all my years of doing the show, how many years have we been doing this? I forgot.
Like almost 30, Rick.
28. That's the biggest lock I've ever heard.
All right. Pass
it. In the preseason,
say
EB.
Say that so you can play it on.
In the preseason.
Go put it in.
He had eight carries.
I will. What?
He had eight carries in the preseason.
I know, but
for 42 yards.
Saving for the regular season, Rick.
Listen, you talk to elite talent evaluators. They just need to see a few minutes. That's all. Elite guys like me, that's all we need. I don't need 50 carries.
You thought Howell was silly. You thought Carson Wentz was silly.
No, I didn't. It was 51-49 on Wentz. Go to the tape. I said cautiously optimistic.
All right, passing props for Daniels.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
For Tampa.
210 yards.
Very close. 218.5. Passing touchdowns for Daniels.
Hopefully it's 1.5.
Well, they set it at 1.5, but if you want to go under the 1.5, you're laying almost 2.5 to 1.
I'll be honest, I'm staying away from those.
No, they think he's going to throw for less.
Okay.
I'm staying away from those.
Passing touchdowns over 1.5 plus 165 for Daniels.
So
they don't think that's going to be a legit passing attack this week against Tampa. Running the ball, man, those numbers seem low. I'm just wondering why they're setting them so low.
All right, we come back.
They don't know the future.
I know. They're just setting up.
I hate people who say, Vegas knows. They don't know anything.
When we come back, we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco at Capital One Arena. You can call now at 800-636-1067 for your chance to win.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend.
My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.